Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of God Daily Devo. So, my son and I went to Disney's Magic Kingdom yesterday for a little guy time. The park was packed, and it was super hot, so we only stayed for about 3 hours, but there's one attraction we have to ride before we leave. It's like a father-son tradition. So, we headed over to Tomorrowland, and we got on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. If you've never been on this ride, you enlist as the newest Space Ranger recruit, protecting the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg. It's a two-seat, dark ride where you have a control stick to direct your vehicle and two laser blaster cannons to fire at targets like a big shooting gallery. Each seat keeps a digital score, and at the end you see where you rank, from Star Cadet to Galactic Hero. My son and I always have a little friendly competition going to see who can out-Space Ranger the other, and yesterday was no different. As we set into our game, we were both on point, blasting everything with amazing accuracy. Our scores were neck and neck. And about the halfway point of the ride, we were openly cheering each other as our scores grew higher and higher. I mean, we were killing it. Then I looked and I saw that my son had achieved 999,999 points, which is the maximum possible score. He then began to cheer me on because in moments I too had achieved the maximum score. This had never happened before. Now, he's gotten a perfect score and I've gotten a perfect score, but we've never done it in the same go. And we just kind of sat there for a moment, smiling at each other and high-fiving, when I suddenly realized, even though he was still making a fuss, Zurg was already defeated. We'd gotten perfect scores. We didn't have to fire another shot. We both leaned back and enjoyed the rest of the ride, knowing that victory was ours and the battle was already won. As believers, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus has already won our battles. When we feel stressed or outgunned and like we can't go on, remember that Christ tells us in John 16 that in Him we have peace. He says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Deuteronomy chapter 20 says, "The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to give you victory." And Colossians chapter 1 says, "He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son." So remember, it's not our fight. The battle is the Lord's. Let's put our faith in Him, knowing that in Christ alone, we already have a perfect score. The battle's already been won. It's good to be on the winning team. To infinity and beyond. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of God fun, please visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us on all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. If you'd like to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.